Tuesday, May 23rd. Good day. I'm Jerry Miller with this report of Black Forest Broadcasting News. Penn State says we'll have a mixture of clouds and sun today, a high around 70, mostly cloudy tonight, a low in the low 50s. Mostly cloudy tomorrow with some peaks of sun, a high in the low 70s. On Thursday, a soaking rain, heavy at times, a high in the mid 60s.
It is May 23rd, and on this day in 1922, the first debate to be heard on radio was broadcast on WJH in Washington, D.C. The two debaters argued about the topic of daylight saving time, with the audience acting as the judge. I wonder how they voted. I'd vote against it. But that debate took place 95 years ago today. In today's news, the state police fire marshal is investigating the cause of a blaze which destroyed a vacant house in Sharon Township Monday afternoon. According to Shingle House Fire Chief Doug Estes, his department was dispatched at around 2 p.m. to the house on Camp Road off of Scott Hollow. They were quickly joined by some 35 firefighters from Alma, Bolivar, Weston's Mills, and Portville. Countersport volunteers stood by at the Shingle House Hall under the mutual aid system. There were no injuries, and all units were back in service about 3 hours later. The house was owned by John Harvey and his son, Sean Harvey, and had been under renovation earlier this year, but no work had been done there recently. A Kane man has been jailed on assault and related charges following an altercation with his neighbor Monday afternoon in Hamlin Township, McKean County. Kane Bay State Police report 38-year-old Robert Duck of 106 Clay Street and Ronald Jordan, 49, of 101 Clay Street became involved in a heated argument on a forestry road about 3 miles east of Route 321 when Duck allegedly punched Jordan in the right side of his face and temple with a closed fist and then grabbed Jordan by the throat and started choking him. Both men went to the state police barracks to report the fight, and while being questioned, Duck fled on foot but was quickly stopped by troopers on Route 219. He was taken back to the station for more questioning and then was committed to the McKean County Jail in lieu of $20,000 bail after being arraigned before a district judge. Harassment charges have been filed against 25-year-old Nicholas Swartz of Dunmore, Pennsylvania, in connection to a fight taking place at around 7 a.m. last Thursday at the intersection of Walnut Street and Center Street in the borough of Tioga. Troopers at Mansfield claim Swartz struck 26-year-old Sean Carroll of Archibald, Pennsylvania, above the left eye. He'll now face charges in district court. And no one was hurt in a rear-end collision occurring yesterday just before 4 p.m. on Main Street in Hamlin Township, McKean County. State police say the collision occurred while Daniel Kaiser of Port Allegheny and Daryl Metcalf of Harrisville, Pennsylvania, were traveling east on Route 6 near the intersection with School Street when Kaiser's Ford Focus ran into the back of
Metcalf's Chevy Express when he stopped for another car making a left turn onto School Street.
Both operators were using their seatbelts, according to police, and Kaiser's vehicle had to be towed from the scene. In other news, about a dozen wounded military veterans will be arriving in Potter County today for the 10th annual Project Healing Waters. Project Healing Waters is sponsored by the God's Country Chapter Trout Unlimited and Federation of Fly Fishers. The goal is to aid the veterans' physical and emotional recovery by introducing or rebuilding the skills of fly fishing and fly tying, and by supporting those skills as lifelong recreation. All activity services and equipment are provided at no cost, including equipment that accommodates special needs. Participants will be coming from Pennsylvania VA hospitals in Pittsburgh and Erie, as well as New York hospitals in Bath, Buffalo, and Batavia. The vets will be headquartered at Moores Run Fish and Game Preserve. Potter County veteran was honored in a ceremony this weekend. The Route 872 bridge over Bailey Run in Wharton Township, Potter County, was officially dedicated as the Sergeant Paul M. Brown Memorial Bridge. Brown lost his life during combat operations in South Korea on March 2, 1951, during his second tour of duty in service to the country. He had also served in World War II. Representatives of the 43rd God's Country Marathon are looking for volunteers to operate water stations along the course during the marathon on June 3rd. Water station sign-up information is available at 227 North Main Street in Countersport. You can contact Hunter County Visitors Association about becoming a water station volunteer by calling 814-274-3365 or emailing potter@penn.com. PennDOT announces that construction for a Route 155 Turtle Point Larrabee Y Bridge in Eldred Township, McKean County is scheduled to begin next month as part of the Rapid Bridge Replacement Project. The bridge spans Newell Creek about 2 miles southeast of the village of Larrabee. The existing bridge dates from 1924 and carries an average of more than 2,300 vehicles daily. Construction is expected to begin during the week of June 5th and be complete in mid-July. During the project, drivers will be directed to follow a detour along Route 6, Route 46, Smethport Farmers Valley Road, and Route 446, the Farmers Valley Eldred Road. The bridge is one out of 558 bridges being replaced under the joint venture between PennDOT and Walsh Granite. The company finances, designs, replaces, and maintains the bridges for 25 years. Our unofficial high yesterday was 65, the overnight low 35. We received 0.07 inches of rain. Sunrise this morning was at 5:45 a.m. Sunset will be at 8:37 p.m. That'll give us 14 hours and 52 minutes of daylight. You're up to date now with Black Forest Broadcasting News. I'm Jerry Miller. Thanks for joining us.